Extra, extra. Hot off the presses. It's Scoop Ed Longwa with the Catholic Sentinel.
He is the managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper. He is Ed Longwa, and he joins us this morning. Ed, this weather, I guess a little nicer, a little cooler if you're a bike rider.
Yes, it is, but I do hope that all our friends at school going to graduations don't have them outside this time.
Well, I know there are a number one, and Brenda included. Her daughter graduates tonight up in Vancouver, and it is an outdoor graduation. So I know that there's going to people going to have to bring their rain gear, I think, for this evening, but hopefully not too bad. But you know what? You can't rain on a parade. Everybody's going to have smiley faces.
That's the Northwest, and we know how to handle it.
That's right. Well, you know, in greeting card terminology this time of year, you know what they call this time of year? Dads and grads. Yeah, dads and grads. It's Father's Day and graduation, so it's a dads and grads time of year, but we're going to talk about grads, even though happy Father's Day to you, Ed, next week, because I know you're a dad.
Likewise to you, David.
Thank you very much. So you guys, the Catholic Sentinel, you and your staff, you put together just a fabulous section on Catholic school graduation. I mean, almost every school is represented in the issue. I'm looking at it right now online, and I'm just kind of flipping through it, and the stories are amazing, how you focus on photographs, the listing of the grads. Congratulations on that, and how do you get this thing put together? That's a huge publication.
Well, here's a tip of the hat to Sarah Wolf, our staff person and our school's reporter. She alerts the schools by email and tells them all the specifics of what we want, what size photos, what length stories, and then keeps after them to send it. And then once they're all in, we all edit them and start pasting them into the page. And it's a labor of love, David. And when it's all done, we sit back and there's an optimistic, beautiful story to look at. And it's one of our favorite things to do.
Well, it is mine, too, having children that went through the Catholic schools. It's fun for me to go through it and read some of the stories and look at some of the names. And what strikes me, Ed, and I know you will agree with this, is that some places around the country, maybe Catholic schools are struggling a little bit or have closed down. But, man, when you look at this edition of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper, you've got to feel good about the Catholic schools in our archdiocese.
You know, David, the Archdiocese had a study done a few years ago as they were doing their school's master plan, and they found exactly what you're mentioning, that while schools are closing in other parts of the country, they're staying at least steady here in Portland and the rest of Oregon, with the possibility of growing as our population grows and as interest in Catholic education increases. So I think the schools can't stop working and trying to attract people, but you're right, the outlook does look optimistic, and I think that the stories that we had in this issue really do reflect that.
You know, the other thing that struck me, too, as I was reading through this and looking at the different stories, is that, no doubt about it, this has been a very challenging year for schools, not only Catholic schools, public schools, because of the pandemic, trying to deal with the roller coaster ride that this has been, whether it's closing the schools, doing online classes, or going to the hybrid models. It's been challenging. Yet through all of these challenges, you start reading these stories and you see how well the schools have adapted and still made it work.
You're right, David. The schools in 2021 were places full of anxiety, but also innovation and endurance and some heroism. And what we noticed is that people at the Catholic schools in Oregon really pitched in together, whether they were principals, janitors, teachers, parents, and then students. I mean, look at Valley Catholic in Beaverton. They gave their top honors this year to the information technology staff, you know, the folks who put up all those cameras and microphones for online classes. But David, as you know, it was those in their kind of ultimate years at the schools, the eighth graders and the high school seniors, who really had to contend with a lot of loss and disappointment, but they came through strong. And I have some examples.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm thinking that Visitation in Verbort was just kind of a typical situation. They know as seventh graders last year, they successfully managed online learning, but then eighth grade came and they had to do this hybrid model where they had to figure out how to sometimes at school, sometimes online. And then later on, they had to come into class full time. So again, that adaptability was important. And then last year was crazy in a lot of ways, David. You remember the fires.
Sure.
And we remember the big ice storm that hit, especially in a place like Woodburn, where St. Luke's School is. I mean, those kids had to deal with communities that got stricken by fire. And then when that ice storm came, the eighth graders spent the whole day picking up broken branches from all over their school grounds. Really amazing stories.
Yes, you talk about a confluence of things happening in a year. Pandemic, wildfires, ice storms, and yet here we are, graduation. And we had a chance on Monday. We spoke with the principal of Jesuit High School, Paul Hogan, and their school coming together and the graduation, which they happened to have last weekend. It was really one of the first times they were able to get together as a class, together like that. And what struck me was the joy. And you can just feel that radiating through some of these articles, the joy.
You can. Along those lines, I want to cite one eighth grader from St. Clair's School in Southwest Portland. I loved this quote. She said, "I have learned to appreciate the contact with others, the opportunity to learn with others, to struggle with others, and to succeed with others. That's one of the greatest parts of being back in school." Wow. Mm. That one brought some tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
And, down the road to St. Cecilia in Beaverton, the students had to get creative because of the pandemic restrictions. You know, all these students do service hours. It's part of their Catholic education.
Right.
But they couldn't go out like they usually do. So St. Cecilia in Beaverton, they went around to each classroom and asked teachers what kind of help they needed. So there was a lot of desk cleaning, tutoring, and setting up science labs. A lot of adaptivity and agility going on in the schools this year. My hat's off to those people.
Absolutely. Ed Longwa, managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper, talking about their graduation 2021 edition and just some of the joys that are going through the stories. So as you wrote these, Ed, or read them and edited them, did you get a sense of what the future was in store for the schools, what they were feeling like, even though we've got a summer break now going to be happening? What's in store for 2021?
I think that the staff at these schools are trying to think ahead, as you're saying. I guess what comes to mind is Deirdre McFeeters, the principal of Holy Redeemer in North Portland. She knows that especially for little people next fall, the youngest students, they're not going to be used to being in big groups of their peers.
Right.
It's going to be weird. They've been at home with mom and dad. So when we wrote in the story about preparing or succeeding in Catholic schools, and she suggested that parents have little gatherings over the summer with other groups of kids that that will also be in the class so that the young people can get used to it.
Right.
And I think that, say, at the high schools, there's going to be a need for kids to really get involved in classes and clubs and sports again. It's going to need to be intentional because we all have some inertia after this pandemic. So being involved, I think, is going to be key to one of the keys to success at Catholic high schools.
Yeah, that sounds very true. Again, I encourage folks, if you're curious about the state of Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Portland, please pick up an edition of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper or go online, catholicsentinel.org. It is a fabulous edition. All the information about graduation 2021, all of the different schools throughout the Archdiocese of Portland. Ed Longwa, managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper. Ed, again, hats off to you and your staff on this edition. It is just fabulous, and again, encourage folks to read it.
Thanks, David. I would just ask readers to, there's one photo I love. I don't want them to miss. It's the photo of the Blanchese seniors down in Salem standing on the Minto Island Bridge. One of my favorite photos of the year.
That is fantastic.
Thank you, David.
All right, Ed. Hey, have a great weekend. God bless.